Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a game that's just come out or is about to come out. My name is James.
My name is Fraser.
What?
I know,
fancy,
right?
Seeing you here.
I've jumped ship from Cultaholic.
Amazing.
Just for today.
Yeah, well, welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me. It's an exciting time. There's so many games.
Exactly. Our excellent social media manager / community manager / just all-around talent, I guess.
James is too kind. Far too kind. I'm glad they're finally paying you now as well.
Exactly. I've got a whole $1 now. I'm absolutely chuffed. But anyway, we're here to talk about a game. What have you been playing recently?
I have been playing... I'm so happy to say I've been playing God of War Ragnarok. Oh, James,
I've never heard of it.
I've been waiting so long for this game. It is the, well, hotly anticipated sequel to the 2018 game.
Absolutely.
For anyone that doesn't know, if you've been living under a Ragnarok, you know, it's not even the quip time.
Easy now, Jesus.
If you've been living under a rock, it's the sequel to 2018. It's the fifth God of War game.
Yeah, of the mainline games at least.
Yeah, of the mainline ones. It feels incredible. You play as Kratos. You've got his little boy, Atreus.
Dad of boy.
It was Dad Simulator, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sony love their Dad Simulator games.
They really do.
But this game, you know, I've played about 6 hours of the game.
How you finding it?
I'm loving it, James. Yes. I am loving it. This
Same
it's,
here.
There's yep. so many things in it that it just feels right. Like, it just feels good.
It does feel like they've just nailed everything, like, that made the first game amazing anyway. Or, yeah. The 2018 game. And, yeah, just it's back to sort of that almost perfection, even more so.
I would say it's weird. How do you perfect perfection? Because many people feel like God of War 2018 is what one of the greatest games of all time.
Yeah.
And they've so far, I mean, obviously it's quite a big game and we're both quite early stages of the game.
I see. So you're like 6 hours, I'm 3 hours, 4 hours.
Yeah. I mean, having said that, I'm still in Svartalfheim. So I'm still in the first sort of main area of the game. But it just feels so nice. It feels nice.
Yeah, that's
feels
it.
Feels good. And just getting back into this world was something that I've been really, really excited about. Mm. And the lore that they've built, obviously they're building on Norse mythology, but just the lore in the game feels good and it feels lived in.
I like how they sort of take a few liberties and just with the retelling of traditional, like, I'm not by any means like an expert. I know some stuff about Norse mythology and stuff, but it's interesting to see little names like I don't know if it's even a spoiler. I daren't spoil anything, but
you don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, there are
gods.
There's a name. Yeah, there are gods, and there is a name that pops up very early. It's just like, oh, that's the name that they've given this character.
Yeah.
Very early on, you probably know what I'm
talking
about.
So in stuff that we can speak about, that we don't want to spoil anything, in the pre-release materials for the game, we know that Thor is in the game.
Was Odin in the pre-release materials as well? I don't think we see who Odin was. We hear him.
We know he's going to be in it. But Thor,
I'll cut it if it's a spoiler. It's fine.
Thor early on, we see Thor in the game, and we see what his character design looks like, and it just looks really cool. The world design that they've got, Thor looks menacing. He looks terrifying.
And they go, yeah, it's beautiful how they go with their own sort of design decisions with this. So I was really impressed, obviously, with the voices as well. And first of all, like with Thor, it's nice to see they've not gone with like this, you know, Marvel-esque sort of look, and they've gone instead with like, they've got big old chunky boy there. He's beautiful. I love him.
He's a big Viking lad.
Yeah, and he's like old school strongman sort of energy.
Yeah, and it is terrifying. Yeah. Like early in the game, you have an encounter with him. Mm. And he is a big boy, and I worry for Kratos in that situation.
Yeah.
My only sort of concern, speaking about the early aspect of the game, is as much as this feels like an expansion on the first game and making everything better, it does feel a bit like God of War 2018 1.5.
Yeah, like how much new stuff is going to be there, you know? Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of reviewers saying that, and they're like, oh, the first 6-7 hours I was playing, it just felt like an expansion. And then, oh my God, it opens up. I'm kind of at that point now.
Yeah.
6 hours in, maybe I'm still in the first area, sort of, and I need to expand further than that. But what is it that's past that point that is going to change me from going, oh, this feels like an expansion, to God of War 2018, to, oh my God, this is Ragnarok.
You're almost sort of waiting for. I mean, I'm still sort of happily at that point where, oh, cool, I'm refamiliarizing myself with everything, so. You know, just the combat, the exploration, everything like that. And it's nice to see. So I noted down like the fact that you do get your Blades of Chaos quite early on. Yeah. So it's not pulled one of those video gamey things where it's like, oh, you've had a knock on the head and you've forgotten how to use your stuff. Better learn again. I mean, there might be a little bit of
that. I mean, there's a little bit, stuff, yeah.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The fair amount of combos have carried over. So you can do all the same,
which is nice,
sort of stuff. Mm. I did laugh last night when I was playing it. I went to the armory sort of thing and tried to upgrade what I've already got, and they go, why have you not got all the armor that I made for you last time? And he's like, well, I've used it. Like, it's like, okay, look, we'll address that, we'll get it out the way.
That is nice.
The armor's broken.
That's actually something, just on a slight tangent, something that I thought the original, like 2018 God of War, did really well, and this one seems to do really well as well. It acknowledges those little video gamey things where if you're going off the beaten path, like Kratos in the first game is always saying, no, we must do this. I'm really mad.
And it's then, like, he's in the room.
Yeah, I know, right? And whenever he sort of ventures off and the boy calls him on it, there's always a bit of dialogue there. And I suppose that's a good point to sort of say about the fact that the dialogue is, you know, fantastic as well. It still seems like just as well written. I like the subtle nuances in there between, like, you know, obviously Atreus sounds a bit more like a teenager.
He's a teenager, yeah, a few years have passed.
Voice broken-y, yeah.
Yeah, a few years have passed, so both the actor and the character have aged up, which I'm glad at. I was worried that Atreus wouldn't have many changes to the way he plays or feels in the game.
But he seems so much more mature.
He seems mature.
Yeah, what I was going to say.
He'll jump in and do like actual combat himself.
Mm. Which is nice. And just between like the little interactions, I like the fact that Kratos was like, those, you know, not really a spoiler here, but like he was going to sort out a deer. He goes to turn around. He's like, I will prepare the deer. And then he's just like, oh, you've done it already, you little.
Yeah, he's done it. Kratos is, you know, there was a line somewhere in it where he mentions, and it's again quite early on where Atreus is like, oh, if I am as better man than you, will I have failed or something? And Kratos is like, no, I will have succeeded or something like that. And I like the dynamic, nice. The character, the relationship between the two characters feels lived in, it feels real, and it feels there's a lot of chemistry between them, especially more so now. Christopher Judge, another fantastic performance as Kratos, and
fantastic.
Really glad that I think they delayed the game to allow him to actually be in it again. I'm so glad that they kept him.
Interesting. Just on that sort of voice acting front as well, like one of the things that I was worried about was, so we've mentioned the voice of Odin before.
Yeah.
I wasn't super convinced at the time because it sounded like, are they just trying to sort of Americanize it? But having seen just a little bit of that, you know, actually the final product, I'm pretty convinced by that as well. It's fantastic so far. Anyway.
Great job so far in that. Feels quite menacing. Yeah. At the same time, is also not, like, there's something likable there, despite him being evil.
In terms of, I mean, we talked a lot about the story. The story's the big thing of this, but it's, you know, by far not the only thing. So gameplay, in terms of, like, you mentioned earlier before, it feels like this is sort of God of War 1.5, but how are you finding it so far?
So gameplay-wise, it feels like it's a natural progression.
Yeah.
And it's that thing where it's like, familiar, but they've added enough little new things that have made me like, oh, this is intriguing me, because I was worried that combat wise I'd just be like, oh, I'm bored of
it's good to doing be back, the same but thing still,
I'm enjoying it, but you know, but they've added enough here that it's satisfying. Having the Blades of Chaos very early, I think, has helped, because it's like, oh well, I've got two weapons I can play on. Also that the shield, they've improved the shield's use.
Yeah.
In 2018, it was just parrying, whereas here you can actually block and defend yourself with it. It's got a little bit more use in combat, so I think that changes quite a bit how you play. You never use it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It changes how you play a little bit, because I've been playing a lot more defensive. But overall, it feels really satisfying, especially, I don't know about you, but I just will throw the axe and then call it back just to feel
over and over
that.
And over again. Yeah, it's still got like that same satisfying, like just visceral. It feels very visceral, and you're just
and the dual sense.
The
dual sense really adds to
that
it.
That was a nice thing. I forgot about, to be honest, but yeah, sorry.
It adds to having it there. Yeah. You forget it's there, but then you notice it in little things. I do wish, though, that it was more impactful when you call the Leviathan axe back and feel the thud in your hand.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be a bit more. I've noticed it with, what was it actually? Was it, it might just be in like some of the environmental puzzles where you're pulling on something, but yeah, potentially they could have had a bit more in there. But,
a little bit more.
You know, minor gripe. There you go, it's not perfect.
Glad they're using it, though, because, I mean, I suppose they've got to do it cross-gen. To clarify, we're playing on PlayStation 5. But it's also been released on PS4. So I guess they've got to make those DualSense features quite niche to just one console. But, it's like moving adjacently, slightly graphically on the PS5. It's gorgeous, James.
Yeah, incredible.
Oh, my God.
Also, really nice to see, like, a variety of different options for, so you've got like it's not like, say you're booted up a PC game and there's a million options. There are in terms of graphics anyway, like
there's four modes.
Yeah, there are like performance and quality, then you can do like enhanced frame rate, which I don't know why you would have that.
Okay,
off,
so
to be honest, but
so the way, if you've not got a TV with variable refresh rate, you don't get access to the two other graphics modes. So there's a 40 FPS one and there's a high frame rate. The high frame rate is unlocked, looks gorgeous and really smooth, but you're not going to be able to get the benefit on a 60 hertz TV.
Yeah.
I've been playing in performance mode. I don't know about you.
No, same.
I like graphics mode, but
It's too slow.
The thing is, I always do this thing now where I just get really close to the TV and see if I can tell any difference between like the performance and quality. And I'm like, it's not that much of a difference, really.
The only time I see a difference is when I look at Digital Foundry's comparison videos and they zoom in like 20 times and they're like, has got slightly more pixels. And I'm like, okay, cool. It looks gorgeous.
If you're playing in like a home cinema, then you might be able to notice the difference. You
know? Yeah. And as we all do, we all play in our own home cinemas.
Yeah, naturally.
But it looks gorgeous. Mm. It feels fantastic. The story so far is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I've got no complaints with it, really.
Genuinely, yeah.
I want to go home and play it now, James.
Can I
go home and play it now?
Yes. But we've got one more.
We've got one more. Oh, yeah, okay.
But after that, you can go.
Yes.
Sounds like you're pretty happy then. Any other thoughts on it?
I think people should go and play it. I highly recommend it. One of the better experiences so far I've had on PlayStation 5 this year. It feels like this is the game that will sell the PS5 to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about it. I keep thinking about the feeling of throwing the axe and the chains.
It's so nice to have something where the story is fantastic. It's where like weirdly grounded, even though it's about gods.
Yeah, and Aesir and all that.
The gameplay is fantastic as well. Yeah, it's just wonderful stuff. So I think that just gives us just enough time for a quip.
God of War, Ragnaroks.
Hey!
Because it rocks.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the other one? But it's in the other order. Furious.
Rock of War.
Rock of War.
Ragnagod.
That's it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was just God of More, please.
God of More. I like that one.
I want more, please.
Dad of War. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've absolutely nailed that. Perfect.
Them. We've quipped.
You've been quipped.
There you go. Sony, put that in the box.
Yeah, well, yeah, tens. Anyway, well, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
If you're listening at home, if you're perhaps watching it on the, you can watch it on the channel. But if you're listening on the podcast feed, you can check us out at youtube.com/TeamTripleJump. And you can see the footage as well. Thank you very much for joining. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Don't know why I went like that, but okay. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.